Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the final team preview here of the offseason, the Seattle Seahawks. And I am Eric Vanek. You can follow me on Twitter at Eric Vanek NFL. Joined by Koopa for this last one. Koopa, appreciate you doing all 32 teams here with me. So this is the final one. Let's get into it. Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald coming over from the Ravens as their defensive coordinator. Offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb, who comes over from the Washington College offense that was really good last year with Michael Penix, Rome Odunze, Jalen McMillan, Jalen Polk, that put up all kinds of passing numbers. So really interested to see how that works out. Some key players who left this offseason. So Drew Locke moved on. Colby Parkinson and Will Disley are both gone from the tight end room. And then guard Damian Lewis and center Evan Brown have also moved on. Targets and vacated air yards, 64 targets and 274 air yards are gone from this team. Quarterbacks, go ahead, fire off the quarterbacks here for us, Koopa.
Yeah, so we've got Geno Smith, who a lot of people were thinking he might be on a bit of a hot seat, but I think that's just mostly a fantasy take because PFF-wise, he was 82.9, 14th of 38. He's a solid quarterback. He's not anything game-breaking, but he'll be a good enough for this team. Like I don't think he's going to lead them to a Super Bowl, but he might be able to help lead them to the playoffs. And they have backup Sam Howell. So Sam Howell, the quarterback from the Washington Commanders, he comes over here to be the backup for Geno Smith. And then they have PJ Walker, who I think is there to fill as a body as a backup quarterback. Everywhere that he has been, that he's had the opportunity to go on the field, that was with Carolina and Cleveland are the main two that I remember, he was absolutely atrocious. If he is seriously obviously they're not seriously considering him being their number two backup quarterback, but if for whatever reason he ends up on the field again this year, I just would not have any interest in him other than like a best ball league, just on the off chance that, you know, all my other quarterbacks suck that week or something like that. Like he's not somebody that's going to do a whole lot. Last year, they kept two on the initial 53-man, but they've also totally redone the coaching structure here. So I could very well see them deciding to keep all three of these guys, but definitely Geno Smith and Sam Howell are locks to be the starter and the backup.
Yep, I agree with that. Yeah, PJ Walker has bounced around from Carolina, did a year with Chicago as Fields backup. And then with Cleveland last year. I mean, he did beat the 49ers last year with the Browns, so there is that. But yeah, I agree with you. I think Geno, the one thing with him, if he gets injured again and Sam Howell comes in, that might be game over for him. If Sam Howell gets in there, I think there's a realistic possibility that Sam Howell just never gives up that job. So Geno's going to have to work really hard and stay healthy this year for sure. Running backs here. So Ken Walker, PFF grade last year, 83.5, 6th of 59. So really good season on a PFF grade for Ken Walker. Missed a couple games. Zach Charbonnet is the backup. His PFF grade last year as a rookie was 69.7, 37th of 59. Hoping to see him improve a little bit. Kenny McIntosh didn't really get to play a whole lot last year due to some injuries. He's a 7th rounder from Georgia that they drafted last year. And then they have a bunch of UDFAs, kind of the Seahawks way. George Helani, a UDFA out of Boise State that I really like. Kobe Lewis, a UDFA out of Florida Atlantic. Tamarick Williams, a UDFA out of North Dakota State. And Ricky Pearson Jr., a UDFA out of North Carolina State. So they kept four on the initial 53 roster last year. Ken Walker, Charbonnet, and I think McIntosh is probably going to have a spot. So I think those three are pretty safe. And then maybe they only just keep three, depending on this coaching staff. Or I could see one of these other guys, a UDFA, given a shot here. I like George Helani the best from Boise State. I liked his tape when I watched him. So I think if I had to pick one, it would be Helani as a fourth guy. How about you, Koopa?
Yeah, I could see it being Helani as the fourth guy. McIntosh, Ken Walker, and Zach Charbonnet are locks. So I think that Ken Walker is somebody for fantasy purposes we're interested in. And he's kind of, at least based on Zach Charbonnet's performance from last year, Ken Walker looks like he's going to be the 1A in this, like, 1A, if not, like, the number one running back, and Zach Charbonnet is, like, the number two guy. But Zach Charbonnet is good enough that he's going to take some carries from Ken Walker, but I think that also helps in terms of keeping Ken Walker healthy, keeping him efficient, things like that. So I don't necessarily see it as a bad thing that Zach Charbonnet is in this backfield, like we were kind of thinking might be the case last year, because Zach Charbonnet did get second round draft capital. We were worried that he was going to be in a true 50-50 split, but I think we've seen now that Ken Walker is going to be the more dominant back in that backfield, so I'm willing to go in a little bit more on Ken Walker this year. But yeah, Kenny McIntosh is the three, and sure, maybe Helani's the fourth, maybe it's somebody else. It could be any of these guys, depending on what the coaching staff likes, or it could be nobody if they decide to only go with three.
Yep. Wide receivers here for the Hawks. You got DK Metcalf. PFF grade last year was 80, 19th of 128. Tyler Lockett, PFF grade last year was 78.1, 24th of 128. JSN, a PFF grade last year of 63.3, 75 of 128. Jake Bobo, 73.5 grade, 40th of 128. So four pretty good wide receivers there off of PFF grades. Derek Young is still here. Dwayne Eskridge, Cody White. They picked up LaVisca Chenault from Carolina. Aesop Winston Jr. is still there. Hayden Hatton, a UDFA out of Idaho. D. Williams, a UDFA out of Tennessee. And Garrett Greenfield, a UDFA out of South Dakota State. So they kept six wide receivers on their 53-man roster last year. I think Metcalf, Lockett, JSN, and Bobo are pretty good locks right now. They did like Derek Young. I could see him making it. And I would probably give LaVisca Chenault the leg up just because of his returning ability and stuff. Dwayne Eskridge has just been up and down. A lot of injuries, has never really done anything on the field, so I could see him getting cut right now. So I'm going to go with those six as my guys to be wide receivers on this team this year. How about you, Koopa?
You have matched my exact six. So I think going from the bottom, I think LaVisca Chenault is the last wide receiver that makes it, because he probably makes it off of the return ability. The fact that they lost DJ Dallas means they need to fill that hole. And LaVisca Chenault was doing that for the Carolina Panthers last year until he got hurt. And I think that he's one of those guys that has shown that he can return effectively. Like, that's his niche in the NFL. As much as people wanted him to be an amazing wide receiver, that's just not what he can do. But he can get the ball on returns and do that well. So I think that's how he makes this roster. And my only thing about the fifth wide receiver is just I don't know exactly what this coaching staff likes. I don't know whether they may not be as crazy about Derek Young as the previous staff was. Maybe they're in a little bit more on one of these other guys. So that would be the one that's kind of up in the air for me. But Jake Bobo being the fourth wide receiver for this team is just kind of insane to me, just in terms of how well he's done on the field. He could probably be the third wide receiver on a lot of other teams in the NFL. And then he's only the fourth wide receiver because they have JSN, they have Tyler Lockett, they have DK Metcalf, three guys that you expect to do really well, three guys who are probably going to get a lot of passes thrown their way. Hopefully JSN takes a step up his second year in the NFL. He's able to get more workload distributed to him. But Tyler Lockett, I think, is still going to be somewhat effective for this team. Like, from a fantasy point of view, it might not be the most exciting thing. Like, he might be a back end flex filler kind of guy, but he's still going to have a role unless he has fully fallen off the cliff. But I don't think that he's somebody that is going to like hit a cliff. I think for him, he's the kind of player that is just going to be a slow decline over time. And at some point you're just going to have to decide, okay, yeah, this year is the year that he's just not good enough for me, but he can still be a solid wide receiver for NFL and fantasy purposes, even at his age of like 32 or 33 or whatever he's at.
On to the tight ends now here for Seattle. So Noah Fant is the man right now. 62.9 PFF grade, 30th of 72. Farrell Brown is the backup. His PFF grade last year was 73.3, which was 12th of 72. He had a couple of decent games last year, but primarily just a really good blocker. A.J. Barner, who they drafted from Michigan in the fourth round, Brady Russell, Tyler Mabry, and Jack Westover, a UDFA out of Washington, who the offensive coordinator knows quite well. They kept three on their initial 53-man roster last year. I could see it definitely being three, but I could also see fourth if they really like what Westover brings. So Noah Fant, Farrell Brown, A.J. Barner, those guys are the three that I'm going to lock in. Brugler on Barner real quick. Overall, Barner is a lighter than ideal to be an every down wide tight end and doesn't have the resume of a playmaking receiver, but he is a solid athlete with pass catching upside and the play personality to handle run blocking duties. He can provide depth on an NFL roster as a flex tight end. PFF grade last year was 82.3, 22 catches, 32 targets, only 249 yards, one touchdown, 270 pass snaps, 162 were in line, 67 out of the slot, two drops, 4.9 yak, and an 8.2 ADOT. How about you on the tight ends here, Koopa?
Yeah, I think so. Noah Fant is primed to have a big year at the tight end position this year. Last year, we saw the three tight end rotation that made it so you didn't really want any of them. This year, Noah Fant should hopefully fully take over the tight end room. And from what we've seen from the coaching staff and all their comments, it seems like they are excited for him to be their number one tight end. So I think it's going to be a good year for Noah Fant, because Farrell Brown and AJ Barner, I just don't necessarily see them taking work from him. I don't see that they're going to really challenge it and turn this room into a rotation or anything like that. So I think you see Fant and then Farrell Brown and AJ Barner, the two backups, as you said, they're locks to make the initial 53 man. And Jack Westover, like it'll be interesting to see whether he makes the roster. I think that worst case scenario, he's on the practice squad. I don't see how you bring in him from Washington to this team and you don't at least have some sort of plan where you're trying to keep him around in case you see a good purpose for him in the future.
Offensive line. So this offensive line was pretty banged up last year. They had to go to some extreme lengths to even field an offensive line at times. So 28th in the league last year. Hopefully it's a lot better this year. They should be. Charles Cross is the left tackle, former first round pick. PFF grade last year was 67.6, 38th of 81 among tackles. His backup is Stone Forsythe. Left guard, they brought in Lincoln Tomlinson, who's bounced around from a couple teams. His PFF grade last year was 55, 53rd of 79 at guard, and McClendon Curtis is his backup. Olu Owomate is the center right now. His PFF grade last year was 53.1, and backup is Nick Harris, former Browns center and was a Washington center too, so he comes back to his home. I could see him even claiming that center job this offseason. Anthony Bradford, they have him at PFF grade 51.7, 62nd of 79 as the starting right guard right now, but they did draft Christian Haynes, and I think Haynes has a chance to start this offseason. Haynes overall doesn't always play up to his testing numbers, but his play strength, football IQ, and finishing mentality make him equipped for battle against NFL fronts. He has a floor of a high-level backup, but should compete for starting reps at guard during his rookie season. He's similar to Kevin Dotson. So I could see Haynes maybe grabbing that right guard spot. And then Abe Lucas, who missed quite a bit last year, is a right tackle. And his backup is George Fant, another veteran tackle who's bounced around from the league. PFF grade last year was 61.8, 53rd of 81. So hopefully this offensive line shows a little bit better this year. Kick returners, punt returners is pretty much wide open here as well. Go ahead with those, Koopa.
Yeah, it's mostly wide open at kick returner and punt returner. I would not be surprised to see Laviska Shenault take over one or both of those roles. I personally have added him on a bunch of my fantasy teams, kind of expecting that to be the case. But this is one of those places where I expect that to be the case, but it's not something where I would make a full bet on it. Like, I wouldn't... If I see somebody in camp, like, taking some kick returns in practice or something like that, I'm still going to go pick that guy up. I don't think it's just going to be, oh, we're giving him a shot just to give him a shot. Like, I could see that being an actual, like, hey, we're evaluating to see if we want to make this guy our starter sort of thing. So Laviska Shenault is the guy that I'm going for, but realistically, you've got to look at camp and figure out who's back there taking those practice reps.
All right, and for our final thoughts here on the Seahawks, quarterback for Geno Smith this year, I could see him being a pretty solid quarterback too. I don't know if he gets back to his Dave Canales 2022 days, but I could still see him having a really good passing season, especially with these weapons, the way the offensive coordinator wants to play. I think finally getting Noah Fant involved like he should have been, having a Noah Fant 60 catches, 700 yards, couple touchdowns will be really huge for this offense. Yeah, and then the running backs, I mean, Ken Walker and Charbonnet should do really good. Ken Walker is a guy that I'm definitely okay with having as an RB1 on my team. Charbonnet, I think we'll see a little bit better year from him. I mean, Metcalf, Lockett, and JSN are three guys I definitely want to have some pieces of. And then, like, Fant, I already talked about. He's already getting hyped up in camp and stuff like that. So I think Noah Fant's value is only going up from here. So hopefully you listen to myself. You listen to Adam. He's been a big component of Noah Fant this offseason as well. So hopefully you guys listen and got some cheap shares in Noah Fant. Go ahead, Cooper. What's your final thoughts here on the Hawks?
Yeah, I think that this is a team where the skill positions are players that you want, but they aren't going to be necessarily the league winning kind of guys. They're going to be more of the guys that you don't think of as helping win you the championship, but they're going to be important pieces of your team. DK Metcalf is going to be an important wide receiver too for whoever has him. Ken Walker is going to be an important running back too. Tyler Lockett and JSN very well might be important flex spot fillers on a weekly basis. Noah Fant could be your tight end that is allowing you to essentially tread water at that position. Like things like that, where all these guys are guys that are going to be on your team, but nobody is, I'm not going to clamor and try to get any of these guys specifically. Like we were talking about with the 49ers, a lot of those guys are ones that, like, you obviously want those specific players, but the Seahawks, it's more like, I want those guys if they're available, but otherwise I'm not going to go and try and seek them out and force myself to get a bunch of them.
All right. Well, that is it. Koopa, we made it through 32 teams, man. 8 weeks, 32 teams. Yep, all 32. So if you're listening and you made it through all 32 teams with us, we really appreciate you. Thank you for listening in. This is definitely a passion of mine, going through all these rosters and talking about every single player in the league, just like it is for Koopa and many of us here at the South Harmon brand. So appreciate you guys for tapping in with us and enjoying this. Koopa, appreciate you coming along on the ride with this with me, man. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been fun recording all these week after week. And as one final hurrah, look out for this Saturday's episode. I'm going to go back through all of the episodes we've done, compile a list of every player that we were like, hey, this is a guy that's definitely going to make the team. These are the guys that we think are fringe guys. I'm going to be covering that on Saturday on Grinding the Edge and just going through. So that way you have one singular spot just talking through when you're on your sleeper app, just adding them to your watch list. I'm just going to be reading out names. I'm going to be like, okay, for if you've got a league where you've got maybe a 30 players roster, these are all the guys that you want. And all you need to do is just on your watch list, just start adding all those players to the list. I'm literally going to do it while I record, so I know you can keep up. And so that's all that episode is going to be, just going through everybody we've talked about. We've covered every single player that's currently on our roster. And so we'll make sure that we've got everyone that you want, so that way you're prepared for going into training camp. You don't have any dead weight, and you also know who to keep an eye out for.
Nice. That'll be a great episode. Looking forward to that. And I'm also curious to see how this thing ends up after cutdowns. Like, how many were we right on? How many guys that we didn't even talk about are ended up on a team, too? So that'll be really interesting. So appreciate you, Koopa, for doing this with me. We will see you guys in the future. I'm sure we'll do this again next year. So looking forward to it.